Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Hubtown Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priya Sen from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shruti. Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Hubtown Limited. Thank you for joining us today for Q1 FY27 earnings call. We have with us Mr. Vyomesh Shah, Managing Director, Mr. Sunil Magal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Mukesh Jindal, AVP, and Mr. Shivil Kapoor, Company Secretary. Please note that today's discussions may include certain forward-looking statements, and therefore they must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I will now like to hand it over to Mr. Vyomesh Shah for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Priya. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Hubtown Limited's Q1 FY27 earnings call. It is a pleasure to have you all with us today, and I sincerely appreciate your continued interest and support. Hubtown has been part of Mumbai's real estate landscape for over three decades. During this journey, we have delivered close to 13 million sq ft across residential development, slum rehabilitation projects, public-private partnership, and many other projects. More importantly, we have built deep execution capabilities, long-standing customer relationships, and a strong understanding of one of India's most valuable real estate markets. Today, I believe Hubtown is at an important inflection point. Over the last few years, we have focused on monetizing our vast land bank, launching new projects, improving execution, reducing corporate leverage, and reshaping the company by paving way for Hubtown 2.0. As these initiatives come together, we believe the business is significantly stronger than what our quarterly reported numbers alone may suggest. Our confidence is built on four key pillars: A, first, a premium Mumbai-centric portfolio; two, a substantial contracted revenue pipeline; three, one of the largest future development pipelines in MMR; and fourth, a stronger, simpler listed platform backed by disciplined capital allocation. Let me take you all through our project portfolios. Across our developments, we have projects at different stages of execution, providing a healthy balance between near-term revenue visibility and long-term value creation. Hubtown Seasons Phase 1, Hubtown Rising City Phase 1, and Hubtown Premier also continue to make steady progress towards completion. At the same time, the intended merger projects, which are to be effective from 1st April 2025, of course, subject to statutory approvals, that is, marquee luxury projects 25 Downtown, 25 West, and 25 South, are all progressing well and represent some of the highest value assets within our portfolio. While these projects are still in the early stage of, there are two projects which are still in the early stage of construction. They will be important contributors to our future growth, whereas 25 South, which is at Prabhadevi, which is again an intended merging project, is now nearing completion, with one tower already handed over, the second expected in the current year, and the final tower awaited in March 27. Additionally, Hubtown secured the position as the number two, including those of the intended merger projects, top-selling residential developer in South Mumbai, underscoring strong market demand and our growing footprint in one of the city's most coveted locations. It is equally important to understand what drove our financial performance during the quarter. Revenue recognized in Q1 primarily came from our projects: Hubtown Seasons Phase 1, Hubtown Rising City Phase 1, and Hubtown Premier, where occupation certificates have already been received. Since Hubtown follows the project completion method, revenue is recognized only upon receipt of occupation certificate and handover of the position to the customer. As a result, projects such as, which are again intended to be merged with effect from 1st April 2025, which are 25 Downtown, 25 West, and 25 South, yet to contribute to the reported revenue of Hubtown standalone project, despite healthy construction progress and customer traction. Their value will be reflected in our financial as these developments move closer to completion. Looking ahead, the next few quarters are expected to be important from a revenue recognition perspective. We expect the second tower at 25 South to achieve, to receive the occupation certificate during the current year, while continued progress at Hubtown Rising City 1 and Premier will further support revenue recognition to Q3 and Q3 of 27. Importantly, much of this revenue has already been contracted and substantially corrected. It simply awaits the final milestone of handing over to the customer to be recognized as revenue in the balance sheet. One of the most compelling aspects of our business today, and perhaps one of the least understood, is our embedded pipeline, including those of the to be merged entities subject to statutory approvals, and of course with effect from 1st April 2025. Across our ongoing developments, we have pre-sales of approximately 14,835 crores, of which 8,352 crores have already been collected. Of this, 3,252 crores have been recognized as revenue so far. This leaves a substantial contracted pipeline of approximately 11,583 crores that is yet to flow through our profit and loss as projects are completed and handed over, and of course subject to statutory approvals of the entities to be merged. When viewed together with our unsold inventory, our contracted pipeline, premium inventory and future launches represent a significant pool of embedded value that is not yet fully reflected in our reported financial statements. Beyond our ongoing developments, we have approximately 34 million square feet of planned development across projects like 25 Chalet, 25 Estate, Uptown Season Phase 2, Sunstream City, Uptown Commercial and Uptown Rising City. This represents a significant multi-year growth runway, giving us both the visibility to grow and flexibility to launch projects thoroughly in line with market demand and pricing conditions. Alongside operational execution, we continue to make steady progress on Uptown 2.0, which we believe is one of the most transformative initiatives in the company's history. The objective is straightforward: to consolidate the marquee developments within the listed entities, allowing all shareholders to participate in the value created by these assets of the to-be-merged companies. The first two schemes under the merger have already received key approvals and are awaiting final statutory sanction from National Company Law Tribunal, while the third scheme continues to progress through regulatory approval process. Once completed, our ongoing development portfolio will expand from approximately 7.13 million square feet to over 34 million square feet, supported by nearly 347 acres of strategic land holding. Beyond scale, the amalgamation simplifies our corporate structure, enhances transparency, and creates a stronger platform for long-term growth. Our balance sheet also continues to strengthen. We have reduced total borrowings to approximately 5,181 crores, of which 3,956 crores pertain to the companies which are to be merged, and they are directly related to the project which are being executed by those companies which are being merged, while fully retiring legacy bank, NBFC and foreign fund debt. Today, vast majority of our debt is project-linked and self-liquidating, funded directly by project cash flows, which supports our target of becoming net debt-free by financial year 2031. Against this backdrop, our operating performance remains healthy during the quarter. We delivered pre-sales of 535 crores, collections of 320 crores, and maintain healthy sales momentum despite a deliberate shift towards larger premium residents. The experience forces our confidence in the long-term trajectory of the business. To conclude, we believe Uptown is entering a new phase of growth. We have strong execution pipeline, significant embedded revenue, one of the largest developer opportunities in MMR, a transformative amalgamation underway, and a much stronger balance sheet. While the project completion method means reported earnings may not always reflect the underlying momentum of the business, but still it shows the strong collections and strong sales. We remain confident that sustained execution, disciplined capital allocation and the successful completion of Uptown projects will continue to create meaningful long-term value for all our stakeholders. I would now request Sunil to give you one FY27 update.
Good afternoon, everyone. Our financial highlights for Q1 27 are as under. Consolidated revenue for Q1 FY27 stood at Rs. 156 crores, down 17% year-on-year and down 3% sequentially, reflecting the pace of revenue recognition on project completions this quarter. Profit before tax was Rs. 32 crores, down 55% year-on-year, though broadly flat sequentially versus Rs. 32 crores in Q4. Profit after tax stood at Rs. 27 crores, down 68% year-on-year, primarily on account of high base in Q1 FY26 and the project completion method of revenue. We now open the floor for questions.
Thank Can we move ahead for the question answer session, moderator?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepak. So you may proceed.
Hi, I am audible.
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have a first question. When sale is opening from 51 to 85th floor on Tower 1 to Tower 4 of 25 downtown?
This would be very shortly it will be opened up, but it will be strategically opened up because we are now looking at enhanced revenue from each of these flats on a 51st to 85th floor. We are also looking forward for increasing the price on those floors, being the higher floors and very marquee location. So this will be opened up strategically, but that should commence very shortly.
Any timeline on this?
Yeah, we should be commencing from October onwards.
Okay. My second question is, when you're launching Tower 5, 25 Estate, 25 of Thane, and second tower of 25 West?
Can you repeat it?
When you're launching Tower 5 of 25 Estate, 25 of Thane, and second tower of 25 West?
You mean 25 downtown, Tower 5 is of 25 downtown, Bandra is 25 West, and Thane is 25 Chalet. Kilen Shah can answer these questions related to sale. Kilen, can you come on?
Hello. Yeah. Hello, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. With regards to 25 estates, we are still awaiting certain statutory approvals. However, we expect them within this financial year, and we expect to launch the project within the last quarter of this financial year. On the Thane project, which is 25 Chalets, we are still in the advanced planning stages, and we do expect to launch again within this financial year, but towards the end of this financial year. Is there any other project that you want to understand for Tower 5 of downtown? While we have the statutory approvals and the RERA approvals, we are waiting to strategically launch it, as was stated earlier in the call, to achieve the sales at a higher price, because that is the premium tower. So we will expect to launch that at the later half of this calendar year, as stated, sometime around October or November.
How many OCs you are expecting in 26-27? The year 26.
How many?
Occupation certificate in respect.
We are expecting an occupation certificate of the last tower of phase one of our Ghatkopar project called Rising City. We are expecting the occupation certificate of both our 25 south balance towers, which is the north tower and the central tower. We are also expecting an occupation certificate in due course from the third, the tower 1C, which is called Bel Air, in our Andheri West project called Uptown Premier Residences. And we're also expecting occupation certificates for multiple buildings within our Ahmedabad and our Mehsana projects, which are called Uptown Joyous and North Star, respectively. So those are the ones that we're expecting in this year.
Okay, thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
has the environment for refinancing high cost debt improved? And are there any active refinancing discussions underway for the projects beyond 25 West?
The finance as far as the Uptown Group is concerned, the refinancing options have gone up drastically in last quarter, and we are exploring all those options with us, which will reduce the financial cost on our Uptown's balance sheet and its intended merged companies. So we are on a path for that.
Can you quantify also? I mean, how much of your refinancing, how much of your debt will be refinanced, and how much could debt, I mean, cost of debt would come down in terms of percentage, and in terms of also the, if you can tell me a ballpark number.
We are looking at refinancing practically entire portfolio, which is at a higher cost as on today with us, including entities to be merged, which is in the range of around 2,800 crores. And we are expecting a substantial saving on that. But as on today, till the we are able to find the final term sheets, we cannot, we don't want to make any cash work on this.
Okay. But how much is the cost of debt right now?
Cost of debt is in around, it varies from 14% to 20%.
So on average, I can say that around 18% would be the figure?
I would not bet on averages, but it depends upon which site it is, where it is. So, but as on today, it is from 14 to 20%.
Okay. And is collection surplus still being prioritized towards repayment of high-cost debt, or has any portion or been redirected towards new land acquisition or new launch-related capex?
Every project, as far as Uptown is concerned, we have ring-fenced it. So all surpluses, if at all, on any cash flows, if at all coming from that project, generally goes to repay the debt only. We just don't want to take out those cash from any project till the debts are repaid.
Okay. And is there any plan of further dilution or, you know, a fundraise from the capital markets?
Yeah, we have enabling resolutions available with us on a preferential issue and or on a QIP, including FCCB, but we are waiting for the right time to launch those.
Okay. And going ahead, I mean, what are the growth drivers? Is 25 South and these kind of projects only will be the growth drivers for the next 2 to 3 years?
The projects which we have already in hand, which I already told an amount of million square feet, more than 300 million square feet, which we have. And these are enough for the growth drivers for next 1 or 2 years, 2 years, 3 years. And it is important to execute these projects as on today. We will be taking new projects definitely, but they will be not on a basis where the capital gets blocked a lot, but they will be on the basis of implementing on a partnership basis or otherwise.
Okay. And how has been the, I mean, I'm sure the response for 25 South has been amazing, but when you're launching the further higher floors, what price escalation do you see? I mean, from the current pricing? In terms of percentage also is okay.
Kilian, can you answer this?
Hi, I hope you can hear me. Yes. So we've already seen a fair uptick in pricing from the initial launch to what we are currently selling of almost around 25,000 rupees a square feet. And that's within a span of just less than a year. I think going forward, we will also see another 15 to 20,000 rupee price rise. Unfortunately, this year, because of the headwinds on the stock market side, our price rise was we could not increase the price further, but there is scope in the downtown project specifically to increase the price by another 15 to 20,000 rupees per square feet. We have not seen the volume slow down even at these prices. And we continue to move towards the price rise. And typically in the Mumbai market on higher floors, you do get a substantial jump. For example, in our 25 South project, the difference between the higher floor and the lower floor pricing was almost 30 to 40%, even at the initial stages. And we see the same trend even in a 25 downtown and even in a 25 west and even in the other projects that we are launching, even on the non-luxury side. So we see a definite upside on the pricing for the higher floors in downtown by at least 15 to 20,000 rupees per square foot within this year.
21, 25 west, we have seen a price rise happening.
Yes. So we have all, yes. So 25 west, within the span of around a year and a half, the price rise was in the region of around 30 to 40,000 rupees per square foot.
Great, great. And you see a further traction also coming in. I mean, there is a lot of demand already for the project, right?
In the luxury side, we haven't seen a demand slowdown. In the first half of the year, the calendar year, we definitely saw that people were reluctant, given the stock market and the global situation, to not pay a higher price. But demand, walk-ins, bookings, and connections have all been solid and strong, and we have a good pipeline as well. So we do not see on the luxury side, frankly, any issue on demand, especially given the locations that we operate in. And in fact, there is strong demand even at higher price points now, because the projects are now going to the execution phase. For example, in case of 25 West, we are already on the RCC. We are already aiming to complete the RCC by the end of this year. And for downtown, the difference between last year and this year is that last year the project was still to be launched, whereas this year the project is well underway in terms of construction. So people see that and also are willing to pay a higher price because project confidence goes up.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. All the very best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please proceed.
Hello, I am audible, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. So thank you for explaining in detail about the demand scenario, which was my question as well. My second question was with regards to, sir, what would be our total GDP combined when this merger is done?
GDP?
GDP.
The gross development value. Okay.
Yeah.
I've explained in my opening remarks that we expect our total we expect to exceed around 1 lakh crores over a period of as those projects get completed.
Okay, and sir, once this merger, I guess if it is completed, what would be the promoter holding after this?
We should be in the range of around 68%.
Okay,
understood. Promoters should be at the range of around 68%.
Okay, understood. All right, thank you. That were my questions.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Akshay Sharma from Abacus. Please proceed.
Hi sir, can you help me with your guidance on pre-sales for FY27 and how much of that is coming from new launches in terms of GDV?
No.
I can take that question.
Yeah.
So we had announced that the guidance would be around 6,000 crores of pre-sales this year. In terms of new launches, so definitely a big chunk of it would come from 25 Downtown, the Tower 5 launch that we are planning to do this year. Secondly, we would be also getting a fair chunk of sales, up to approximately 500 crores worth of sales from our Thane project, which we expect to launch, and another 500 crores sales from our 25 estates, which is the second homes project that we're expecting to launch. In terms of other new launches, we are planning to launch a second phase of our Chembur project, also, which includes a luxury tower, a mid-range tower of 3 BHKs, and a commercial tower as well, from which we expect to do approximately 300 to 400 crores of sales.
Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Mokshank Sangvi from BSC Advisors. Please proceed.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi. So my question was on the annuity portfolio, like how is our occupation rates going for now and how are we expecting in that?
We will be launching commercial assets shortly in two of our projects, but they will be completed over a period of two to three years. So annuity portfolios will begin to flow in Uptown's financials maybe after 2.5 years.
Understood. My next question was on the inventory front. So how are we faring over there, and are we expecting any price increase to flow, and will we be able to effectively pass it on for the customer?
On the price rise, we have already answered in a previous questions, if you were on the line, that we have been getting a good traction and we are getting good price rise, and we continue to expect that to be the situation for at least next coming 2 years.
My question was, next question was on the XCCB part. I think you had answered that, but I had needed a particular clarification. So basically, the fundraise is approximately around 1400 crores, right?
Yeah.
At 150 million. So what is the timeline on it, and are we going to do it in a particularly one single tranche, or are we expecting to go side by side?
But preferably, we would like to do it in a single tranche with the commitments flowing in, but we will see, wait for the markets to really improve for doing that.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Vishwanath from Gorilla Capital. Please proceed. Mr. Vishwanath, you may proceed with your question. Due to no response from the current participant, we move on to the next. The next question is from the line of Neeraj, an investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, so my question was on the pre-sales which is there on Q1 versus Q1 27. There has not been any significant jump in the pre-sales. Even the area sold is almost like flat. So how do we see this trend improving? Because compared to the other developers, we have been almost like more or less flat on this part.
Kilen?
Yeah. In terms of pre-sales, the entire pre-sales is determined by the largely by the time that we launch and we time our launches, and typically that tends to happen towards the later half of the year. So typically you will see that pre-sales always pick up in the later half of the year as opposed to the earlier part of the financial year. So you will see an uptick in the later half.
So is it like Q3 that we expect this pre-sales to significantly jump, because when you said that 8,000 crore rupees pre-sale is what we are targeting?
Yeah, it will be largely Q3 and Q4.
Okay.
Because the launch timing of our projects, like I said, for the Thane project, the new homes, the second homes project and the Chembur project are all planned for the Q3, Q4.
Okay, and how do you see the collections trending across, because Q1 27 it has basically declined from Q1 26. So is it something which is going to be linked to pre-sales or the completion? How do we see this collection figure come?
Collections are always linked to, largely linked to construction and actual project activity. So, for example, this year we expect, a fair amount of collections coming in through the better part of the year. We've given guidance on that as well, especially on our 25 South, 25 West, and our 25 Ghatkopar project, because all those collections largely are linked to the completion of those projects, which are expected within this year. Secondly, from the collections point of view, with respect to a project like 25 Downtown, a large portion of the collections are going to occur at, starting now, because the initial booking collections were made in the previous year. And now, given the project construction is on in a full swing, when plinth comes up will be the next collection cycle, which is expected within the Q2 and Q3 as well. So we'll expect a fair amount of collections from these projects, and including the completions which come in from the Chembur project, for example, which got the OC in the month of July. So all those collections come in August and September. So we'll expect a fair amount of collections coming in Q2, Q3, and Q4.
we are largely in all our projects, we actually have the policy of collecting construction-linked money, which is the RERA mandate. So you will always see our collections linked with the progress of the construction. And when a large project is commenced, the link comes a little later. So all these things matter.
Okay. So in terms of collections, what is the target that you have for this current year?
3,000 crores.
Like 3,000 crores. Okay. Thanks. That's the conversation.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please proceed.
Yeah. Just wanted to understand which segments or micro markets drove the Q1 sales. And if you can tell me the mix, which is expected to shift.
Sorry, may I ask you to repeat the question? It's a bit unclear.
No, you are cracking.
Am I audible now?
You are audible, but you are cracking.
Yeah.
Okay. Which segments or the micro markets drove the Q1 sales?
It was mainly the luxury segment, if I understood your question correctly. I hope I understood it correctly, but it was mainly the luxury segment which drove the sales, and the collections largely came in from the projects which got completed, which was the Ghatkopar project and a chunk of collections from the 25 South project as well.
Okay. And this mix is expected to be throughout FY27?
Sorry, if you can repeat your question.
Yeah. We expect the same trend to continue for FY27.
Okay. So this is a bookkeeping question. Just wanted to understand. The ROE has been always very low for the company, right? The debt is around 14. I mean, debt is around 14%-21%. But point is, the ROE has always been less than the 10% mark. Can you just explain me what are we doing for a higher ROE?
We are, like we said, that we are working towards getting the refinance at a much lower rate. The work has started on that. That will definitely get reflected in the ROE, final ROE, which the company will have. We are also, the prices of our product is slowly increasing. Deliveries are happening. And with this happening, the ROEs are bound to improve.
Okay. And going forward, I mean, how much of your revenues will actually come from the rental income?
From?
From rentals. As in, do we have?
For rentals, we don't expect anything for next 2 years.
So are we planning any projects within commercial or recent?
I think I've answered that earlier, but I'm repeating for your benefit that we are going to plan for rental for commercial premises, which will be rented, which will be given out on rent instead of sale. This work will begin later part of this year or Q4 of this financial year. They will get completed over a period of 2.5-3 years, and then the rental income will start.
Okay. And any update on the pledge on promoter shares?
As of today, there are two pledges which are continuing, and we are planning to work towards getting them registered.
You expect that by FY27, we'll see more of the pledge?
We are expecting to do that.
Okay. And also, just wanted to understand, is this pledge being taken for a personal use, or is it used for the company?
All pledges throughout the history of promoters' pledge throughout whichever has been done only and only for the purpose of funds to be made available to Uptown and have been as a collateral by promoters.
Okay. So can we also expect that in the next round of fundraising, the promoters will also pump in money like what you've done last fundraising?
I can't comment on that as on today, but that will depend on the terms on which.
So just wanted to understand the promoter's confidence in its own.
Promoter's confidence does not only mean that we have to contribute, but then only it becomes confidence. But the promoter's confidence in the project, promoter confidence in the company, as it is, our stake will increase to 70%, and we have a very little margin to then considering the listing guidelines, and we need to have a enough float in the market for the market to really make the shares to be traded in the market. Otherwise, there will be no volume left in for the shares to be traded, which will harm the interest of the shareholders. So we will balance out everything accordingly. It's not only that because we see a huge valuation gap coming up, we just go on acquiring the shares, because we have to ensure that the market gets the remains liquid as far as Uptown shares is concerned for the trading.
Okay. Can you explain how the promoter's shareholding will actually increase to 30%? Because your warrants will be up for convergence, but
there are three mergers which if you have followed us, there are three mergers which are happening. And these mergers are going to contribute to the promoter's shareholding increase, because all mergers are happening against the equity.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask the question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Moksha Sanghvi from BSE Advisors. Please proceed.
Hi. So my question was on the line that how are the walk-ins for this quarter one and quarter two for the luxury segment? Like, are we getting proper quality clients and are we able to convert them? The trend on that.
I'll take this question. Yeah. Thanks for the question. Yeah. As I said, the walk-ins were actually very strong throughout, even in the lull period, which is typically Q1. We've had actually very strong walk-ins on the luxury side of things. So luxury continues to remain a strong performer for us, given our locations and given our portfolio of projects. On the mid segment, especially in our Ghatkopar and our Andheri project, the walk-ins have been relatively muted, but still the sales continue to be strong. So the walk-in quality is actually very good.
Understood, got it. My next question was on the line that currently we are majorly Mumbai-based developer with some projects outside of the Mumbai. So what is our long-term plan? Like, are we planning to acquire more diversify or are we going to continue on the current trend?
As a policy, as on today for next few years, we will concentrate on MMR more.
Understood. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for participating in this call. With a strong development pipeline, improving balance sheet and ongoing transformation under Uptown, we believe the company is well positioned for its next phase of growth. We look forward to keeping you updated on our progress in the quarter ahead. We trust that we have addressed all your queries during this session. However, if there are any remaining questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Go India Advisors. Once again, we extend our gratitude to all the participants for joining us today. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.